Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all. What's happening? I want to welcome you into another edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your host. I'm your boy. I'm your friend. We're in the house on a beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon. It's beautiful outside here in Orlando, Florida. Just a blessing to be alive. You know what I mean? So many people take for granted certain things, and I just want to be just a fly on the wall right now to just let everybody know when you're handling your own business, you ain't got to worry about your business that is already handled. You know what I mean? I'm excited. We got an amazing show lined up. Hold on one second, guys. Hold on. Hold on. All right. Do you know, hey, world out there, I'm so sorry. Me and Ms. Burgess were talking all this time, and we weren't all the way connected. But we're connected now. Go ahead with your introduction again. Sorry for that, Ms. Burgess.
Okay, my name is Beverly D. Burgess. I'm a former state, federal, HUD housing expert, corporate grant writer. I spent 33 years with HUD on the private owners section side. I spent 15 years with the great state of Florida, the Department of Labor, Employment, and Training, Bureau of Apprenticeship. That department is where we designed and implemented programs throughout the great state of Florida, 67 counties. We worked with various organizations, which would be like Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, ABC, JATC, City of Orlando, Orange County. So my job would be to write a program or programs and then, you know, implement those programs. And we worked on a team of four, and then we go find the funding. One of the programs we had an agreement with was NASA. And I was on that team that wrote a grant when NASA wanted to do a program to help, you know, those that have, you know, were in school and wanted to learn more about space. And we were on that team that went and got the funding for NASA.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Hey, y'all, first of all, I wanted to let y'all know, just sitting around her, her character is just simply amazing. And she wants to empower the people with knowledge, you know, whatever ethnicity that you may be. There's resources available to you. And with that being said, go ahead and tell them a little bit about some of the things that you're doing. And of course, I'm looking to do some great things with you because I believe that we need to do some seminars throughout the states. What do you think about that?
Oh, I would love to do that. And, you know, just one of the things I do is I teach grant writing. I teach people the language of grant writing, how to research grants, how to put your nonprofit or for-profit business together. You know, let me say it again. I've been doing this for 48 years for government. And, you know, I decided, you know, when I retired to take my knowledge and skill set to help people not only understand the language of grants and how grant funding really works, but also help them to become successful in their business, find the right grant funding. And one of the things I really go after is long-term grant funding, because if you don't ask, they don't tell.
Real good, real good. So watch this, right? That's just amazing all by itself. How old were you? Because I knew it had to be a starting point. How old were you when you got into all of what you're doing right now?
I was about 14 years old. My mom told me, if you want money, go get a job. And that was back when you had to have your parents' permission to go to work.
Yeah.
So I, you know, went and knocked on doors and asked people if they were hiring. And I happened to come across this lady named Marsha LaBrie. And she worked at a housing complex, and I just happened, she was by herself, and she just happened to say, yes, I do need help. Can you start today? And I said, yes, I filled out my paperwork. And she, Marsha LaBrie, was the lady that inspired me. She took me under her wing and taught me about government systems when it comes to housing.
Well, because a lot of times people see your growth or see success, but they don't know what beat went on behind the scenes.
Correct.
We had a lot of challenges to pop off behind the scenes. Tell the world a little bit about that piece in your life, if you don't mind.
Well, there was a lot of challenges because, you know, I was a young African-American woman, you know, working in an office with a white woman, and back then that was not widely accepted.
Correct.
And I sat and learned and read and studied, and I caught on to it very quickly because, you know, as my wonderful husband always tells me, you're very good with people, you know, and so in order to be good with people, you got to understand the different aspects of what people are going through and what they are, you know, what's going on in their life in order to help them. So I was able to understand what was happening with a lot of people, even back then when it came to housing. And I took to it. I was not only learning how to post rent and how to work with people, and this is back when everything was handwritten. There were no computers.
Yeah.
But this, you know, but I learned how to work with people in the community, understand government and how things work. And, you know, over time, my career grew from there. So I started working when I was, you know, 13 and a half going on 14 and, you know, gaining that skill set and that knowledge opened my eyes to what is available to us in funding.
Wow. Well, watch this. I was just so impressed yesterday. We want to give a love shout out to the Fab Factory here in Orlando, Florida, who did such an amazing job with the decor. What you thought about the decor yesterday?
Oh, it was just amazing.
Really?
It was just amazing, yeah.
It really was, right? The blue and the white made me feel like I was in heaven. You made me want to go heaven. It was some good food too, right?
Oh yeah, the food was awesome.
Yeah, the food was good. What that was, they had like turd, like it was tore off a mop handle or something. It was good.
Well, they had a lot. They had grilled chicken, baked chicken, fried chicken.
Oh.
They had pulled pork. They had the baked beans were awesome. The collard greens were great.
They had
every kind of cake you wanted. It was great.
And the collard greens had like a big old piece of fat juice in it. And I know they tell us as black race people don't eat it, but it'd be so good when it's done properly, right?
Yeah.
Do you know I fell in love with your spirit yesterday, me and my wife?
Well, I felt like I had known both of you all of my life. We started talking about the issues and things that are facing not only people right where we live, but our economy and our nation.
That's correct. And guess what? I definitely will be a supporter of what you got going on.
Well, thank you.
I see greatness in you. And you know what I mean? Something you can't reveal to everybody because the Bible says don't let the right hand know what the left hand doing. But
right.
I would say this, that you, along with other strong individuals that's on the same page, not trying to compete, but to complete each other, I just see a movement. And it's going to take a movement in order to get a groove.
It is.
Yeah. And you got a chance to hear a snippet of my new track yesterday. What you thought about that?
Oh, I like that.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, I had to throw it in there because sometimes you don't throw yourself in, you'll never get in, right?
That's true. You got to get in where you can fit in.
Well, I had talked to you, called you earlier, texted you up. You was in church. So how was your church service today?
Church was great. Our church is doing a lot of great things in the community. We're building a new church. They're also working to address the issues and try to find a solution about the housing crisis that we're facing here in the great state of Florida.
So, what's the name of your ministry? What's the name of the ministry you attend?
Northwest Church.
Northwest Church. So, you guys, if you're ever in Orlando, tell them how to get to Northwest Church.
You come straight down Colonial. You make a right on the Pine Hills Road. You take it straight down, and Northwest Church will be sitting to your right-hand side.
Y'all heard it right here on the Greg Sills Show, Ms. Burgess. I wanted to ask you, Ms. Burgess, because that grant writing piece, you know, I know a lot of people that need that action. So how would they get in contact with you if someone was trying to contact you? And, of course, we want the world to know that we know knowledge is powerful, but, you know, you have to sow a seed in order to reap a harvest. So her services aren't free. You got to, you know, you got to bless the woman of God for the information. So if they wanted to get in contact with you, how would they get in contact with you?
I can be reached at 407-692-5602.
Can you repeat that again, please?
Yeah, I can be reached at 407-692-5602.
Y'all heard it right here on the Greg Shell Show. Say it one more time. Say it loud and you proud. Give them that phone number one more time, please.
I can be reached at 407-692-5602.
Well, y'all know she has an amazing voice. She's an amazing individual, and as we grow with the Greg Shell Show, of course, I didn't tell you this, Ms. Burgess. We hadn't even launched yet. This is the pre-launch. You know, seeing what we're gonna sound like, feel like before we drop it into 40 million households in the next 2 weeks. So you part of the takeoff.
Well, I'm very honored, very humbled to be a part of this.
Well, you know what? I just know one thing. It's just like that red velvet cake yesterday. If you eat it a spoonful at a time, it won't mess you up. Listen, a lot of big events. I need your assistant with. We're getting ready for the premiere of Greg Shell's show, right? The TV show. And mm-hmm. would you be open to helping us grow?
I definitely would be open to helping your company grow.
Our companies. Because one plus one is two, and two plus two is four, and four plus four is eight. I mean, when teamwork, the dream works. Now,
that's
the teamwork, the dream works. I know we say the best for last. Tell them about the house that you was able to acquire. That right there had the whole table around, right?
So everybody was on that piece yesterday.
They was on you like honey on a bee stick. But watch this. I want to let you know, the Greg Shell Show is not just a talk show, but we're doing this now. But we have all different types of, you know, music that's going to be coming your way. We're a two-hour show. And I want to offer you your own opportunity to have your own radio and TV show.
Well, thank you so much. And we will be talking off record about that in just a little bit. But you want me to tell them about how I bought the house?
Tell them about that because that's right there going to swell your radio show and your TV show all the way up to
Absolutely. I was able, my husband and I have been trying to buy a house for 20 years. Long story short, I went in and cleaned up our credit in 6 months, and I negotiated a deal on a HUD $1 house, and my husband had never been a homeowner, and we were able, our lease ended on April 30th. We closed on a completely renovated house on May 1st. And we bought the house. We bought this house for 97 cents.
What?
You saw the text I made copies on. Yes, we bought the house for 97 cents.
Tell them one more time. How much you bought a whole big old, how many
we
bedrooms?
We bought a completely renovated house.
How many rooms?
Four bedroom, one bath and a half with a screen-in porch. The lot is almost 10,000 square feet, and it's a corner lot.
For 97 cents?
We bought it for 97 cents.
Well, you showed me the proof. The proof is in the pudding. I don't care.
I showed, because I knew if I didn't have it with me, people wouldn't believe me. So
sure.
I bought a copy of the check and the mortgage papers with me.
You brought a copy of the checks. One that did it, one that did it.
A check. And they told me that, so that is going to be our new platform as we work together, Mr. Greg, is how do you buy a house for 97 cents? That's powerful. We got a lot to talk about.
Ooh, wait. Because get what? This is just new information because based on what I know, you know, you can have a house if the house is not inhabited. You know, they need somebody to inhabit the house so they can get taxes on the house.
That's right. They need warm bodies in there. That's what they say.
Warm bodies, you know. Just like a, and you know what I love about my new sister, you guys that's listening out there? She always reverends her husband. Like my wife, she always reverends me. And the man's supposed to reverence his wife as well. So I love that attribute about my new sister. Now, world that's listening, whether you're a singer, dancer, rapper, actor, actress, celebrity, uncelebrity, because God is the ultimate celebrity in your life. So don't get yourself all pumped up like you all that. Because he can stick a needle in, you're going to go down like the...
Hello? Hello? I think we got this one.